Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and it is the first day of Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest across Wisconsin and beyond, our first multi-state contest. Listen, by texting in the word via the app, and again, you got to go get that, the Civic Media app from wherever you get your apps from. It is free. You're going to text the word I'm about to drop on you, and that will enter you to win daily prizes, which include both $200 in cash and gold jewelry, as well as a grand prize, which is two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd, 2025 at 12 p.m. Yeah, folks, it can be real cold, so those club-level tickets are a good thing to have, plus a gas card to get you to the game, all worth about $1,500. If you want to kick your fall off right, you're going to do it right now by texting the word WIDE, W-I-D-E. That is WIDE, W-I-D-E, as in you got to have a good wide receiver when you're playing in the NFL. Folks, good luck and happy hunting. Again, that word is WIDE, W-I-D-E. Tune in every day in the 5 o'clock hour as well as, let's see, the 7 a.m. hour, 9 a.m., 11, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. hour for your chances to win unique words every day at each of those individual hours. This hour, we've got a great guest. His name is Luke Baumgartner. He is a veteran, and he is currently a research fellow at the Program on Extremism at George Washington University. That is a nonpartisan program, and their research looks at domestic violent extremism, white supremacist movements, and the role of military veterans in political violence. Let's take a couple callers before we dig in to Luke's most recent paper, one of his recent papers on the great replacement theory and the lie that that is. Jack from Merrimack, say hello to Luke. What's your question or comment this afternoon, sir?
My apologies. I kind of called in a little bit late for this comment, but I wanted to point out the credibility issue is this is something that if the Chinese or the North Koreans or the Russians had hired someone to absolutely wreck the United States of America, they couldn't have done a much better job. What we're seeing is the abrogation of international treaties, the backing away from our partners in commerce, the continual destabilization of our monetary system and threats to even make that more extreme, the destruction of government services by firing thousands and thousands of people whose jobs were to actually help people. I mean, I don't know as America will ever recover from this one.
Thanks so much, Jack. For folks who may just be joining us and for my guests, context, for the first hour, I spoke with Professor Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we talked about the move away from objective science, independent agencies, objective data analysis, and good, transparent data reporting from the federal government to the American people, to researchers like yourself. And I'll just say this to link these two topics together. It is helpful when we're having a political debate to be grounded in the same reality, to share some facts, to agree, hopefully, on the results that we want to see. Maybe we disagree about the how, but if we agree about the results that we want to see, that's great. But we hold government accountable through data analysis, through scientific research. We can see what works and what doesn't. And if we move away from facts and independent agencies and good research and good data collection and good data analysis, then we're sort of in this post-truth environment where rhetoric takes the place of facts. And when that is true, it would seem to me that extremism is more likely to take hold than when we're all arguing from the same set of facts. Folks, if you're on the line, stay there. I want to get back to the phones in just a minute. But Luke, you've been very patient. Thank you, sir. Just what are your thoughts on that before we get into the great replacement theory, which is kind of an example, a little bit of what I'm talking about. You make something up, you know, if federal agencies are deprived of the data or the freedom to independently analyze these things, if researchers like yourselves can no longer rely on data, that does sort of prime the pump and create an environment where extremism and radicalization may be more likely than if we had those shared facts.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, for folks in my field, it's been especially damaging because we've lost tens of millions of dollars in grant money to study this. And that grant money goes to us studying and trying to find the root causes of violent extremism in the U.S. and effective ways to counter it. You know, that money goes towards hardening what we traditionally call soft targets, like schools, mosques, synagogues, churches, that sort of thing. And a lot of that money funded really good research. If you look at some of the research that came out of the University of Maryland, they did, you know, a lot of really good work on the trends in violent extremism in the U.S. across all types of, you know, political and religious ideologies that inspire those sorts of acts. So a lot of us are really kind of hamstrung, especially the programs and, you know, the universities that had centers that were funded by DHS and FEMA money. We don't have access to that anymore. And so what that does, it leaves room for, you know, nefarious actors to come in and try and paint a picture that just frankly is untrue, not even inaccurate. It's just factually false. And, you know, you can twist numbers any way you want to say whatever you want.
Yeah, it's a dangerous time when the folks that are dedicating their lives to good, objective, nonpartisan research about violent extremism are getting defunded by a government who claims to want to curb violent extremism. Make it make sense. We're going to try on the other side with each and every one of you. We got Ali on the phones, Cam and Mark, and you are going to be with us on the other side with Luke Baumgartner, a research fellow at the Program on Extremism at George Washington University, a veteran himself. We'll explore those relationships and the Great Replacement Theory next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.